Okay, the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Beis tells us the following. Okay, we have another one of these cases. We're looking for a case of partial hezek that generates a full chiyuv. So the Gemara says as follows: Maskif lo Rav Papa v'ha'ika haditanya hei sheyashvu al safsal echad v'lo shavrua. So five people sit on one bench and they didn't break the bench. And now someone else comes, a sixth person sits on it. So here the Achron is Chayv. So I'm not Papa, going Papa Bar Abba. So Gemara wants to give us a little tidbit that this Papa Bar Abba was a Balbusser. So he broke the bench. Okay, nice to know. Hey, there's a whole Tosas on the topic. The Tosas on Amud Aleph, Papa Bar Abba, a whole Tosas, why the Gemara wants to tell us about this Papa Bar Abba. Hey, Chidami. So what's the case over here? Ilema de Balav Ihu Lo Itzbar. If it wouldn't have broken with the other five and it only broke because of him, Pshita, of course he's Chayim, the other's not. That's not a Chiddush. Ella Balav Ihu Nami Itzbar. No, it would have broken anyway. So if it would have broken anyway, then why is he responsible? It would have broken anyway, my ka'ovit, so now, so what's pshat in our Mishnah? Meaning, what's pshat in his din? Maslisa hekim et tarsus. How do we understand this halacha? Mimanavshach, it's teach me something, so what's it teach me? Lo tzricha, the belav iyu, have a mitzvah bitshrei sha'i. So without him sitting on it, it would have broken in how long?
2 hours.
In 2 hours. Vahashta, now that he goes ahead and sits on it, it's breaking in 1 hour. To Amri lay. So the other folks are going to say to him, "E lav at, had you not sat on it, have a yasvinan tve purta, we would have been able to sit a little while longer, and then kayamin, and then we would have gotten up, and it wouldn't have broken." So valem, but so they say we're putter. Let's see Rashi, please. So Rashi writes over here, "De belav iu." That's not the Rashi I want to learn. The next Rashi. So hold on. We didn't read that in the Gemara yet. So the Gemara now tells us, so they say to him, had you not sat down, we would have sat a little while longer, and then we've gotten up, and nothing would have happened. So you're the cause. V'leimaluhu. So what can they say? What does he say back? Ilav asun. If it wasn't for you folks, bediti lo have a mitbar. It would not have broken at all. And therefore what? And therefore says Rashi, leimaluhu ilav asun bediti. Had you not been with me, L'chud lo have a mitbar. It wouldn't have broken by itself with just me. V'atem kishyashavti hayalachem lamod. What should you have done? You should have stood up. Umidalo amadatem atem kamoni. Sorry, umidalo amadatem. And since you could have gotten up, and you wouldn't have gotten up, you didn't get up. Therefore, atem kamoni, you're the same as me, shavartem, and you broke it also. And therefore, says Rashi, in this case, who has to pay? They all would have to pay. In other words, this is a winning argument. The guy comes up with a winning argument. What's his winning argument? His winning argument is, good, I sat down, and maybe even I accelerated the damage. But don't tell me you guys are off the hook. Because if it was just my weight and not your weight, it wouldn't have broken. Your weight did what? Added to the breakage. And therefore, and you could have avoided the breakage. How could you avoid the breakage? By getting up. You didn't get up. And therefore, we're all chayv. You're not off the hook. And says Rashi, it's a good time. It's a winning time. So what's the Gemara's resolution? So the way the guy sat down, he didn't really sit down, but he kind of sat down, added some weight, but in a manner that did not allow them to get up. And now, by taking away from them the opportunity to get up, then he's going to be chai. So that's what Rashi says. The Gemara says, that yes, he needed to, his way to break it, but pshita lo tzvik lo yashvala ela amar al raglav, he stood v'nismach aleihem, and by nismach aleihem lo yachlu lamod, they could not have gotten up, and that's why he is chayv and they're not chayv. Ad kan divrei haGemara. Now again, I want to say 5 minutes shiur, so I'm not going to take a question right now. So according to Rashi, what's going on over here is that interim stage, the Havimina stage, he had an argument. What's his argument? You could have gotten up, and therefore you didn't. I'm responsible, but you are also responsible. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Now, if you look at the Rambam, you look at the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, you look at the Grow, as a long discussion over here, but just looking for my Mar Makomos, the Rambam, let's just see how the Rambam writes this. Chovel Umazik 4:15. The Rambam in Chovel Umazik 4:15 has the following comment. Did I say 4:15? That doesn't sound right. 6:15. Chamisha shiyashu ala kise, v'lo nishbar. Upa ha'acharon v'yashav alav v'nishbar. Af al pi shehayu ro'i lishaver bahem koidem shiyeshev. Even though it would have broken with just the five eventually, ho'il v'kir v'shviraso ha'acharon chayev. Since the last guy was Makari the Shvira, he is Chayv. Rabbos said, does the Rambam learn like Rashi? How did Rashi say in the last, in the case where we're all sitting, they sat and then I sat? Who's Chayv? We're all Chayv. How does the Rambam say?
Just the last guy.
Just the last guy is Chayv. So what's Pshat? What's the Machlekes over here? So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to suggest, this is found in the Rishimos, his notes, his Tamidim's notes on his Shigurim, he wanted to suggest the following idea. How do we treat a passive Adam? What type of mazik is passive Adam? Passive Adam. Passive Adam. These guys, when they're sitting, the five of them on the chair, and now the sixth one sits. So the sixth one is doing something. He wasn't sitting, now he's sitting. The other five were sitting. So vis-a-vis the sixth guy, they're passive. And indeed, there's a... they would be chayv if it breaks just with them. Eventually it's going to break. It's not breaking right away. It's breaking over time. And they are just sitting there. Passive Adam. How is passive Adam treated? So have we ever seen a sugi about passive Adam? No, that's not passive. He's flaying his arms around. That's not called passive. Where have we seen a Gemara, a passive Adam? Either you saw it on today's Mar Makomos or you saw it in Bikis. So that, but that's not passive either. They're swinging around. But yes, when a guy falls in Rosh Hashanah, and now someone else trips over him, and he could have gotten up, but he didn't get up. Those are sugis in Perek Hameniach. Guy falls in Rosh Hashanah. He could have gotten up, but he didn't get up. What kind of mazik is he? So one possibility, and the Gemara discusses, is he's a boor. He's a boor. He's now a boor. The other possibility is he's a passive Adam HaMazik. The fact that you could have gotten up and you didn't get up is called Adam HaMazik. The Rambam understands that a person who is passive is a boor. The Rambam makes that clear in the case of Niska, when a person falls in Sharam, he's a boor. And maybe in this case as well, when you're just sitting there and now something breaks... So a passive person, if you're passive, you're not the same type of Adam HaMazik as if you are active. So therefore, says the Rambam, when you go ahead and you're sitting there, and now the sixth guy comes along and accelerates the breakage. In that acceleration of the breakage, he, the sixth, is active. The other five are passive. When there's an active mazik and a passive mazik, who's chayiv? The active mazik is chayiv. The active mazik is chayiv, and that's the Shitsa Rambam. What does Rashi say back? Rashi will tell you, how do you define active and passive? True, there's a status quo over here. And the status quo is these five were sitting. But once they have the opportunity to do what? To get up, there is something called, I'm sitting. I'm choosing to sit. The fact that I have an alternative, and I'm sitting, I'm staying sitting, I'm verb sitting, the fact that I am verb sitting, that's also called being active. And Mamela, who's causing this damage? All of them are causing damage, and they're all chayv. Okay, that's 2 minutes on that. I want to move on. Yes? That's the shayla. That's part of the shayla. Is it called grama? Yeah. And really only the sixth guy is the one who's chayv? Or are they considered to be active participants?